880 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The severe weather threat is moving east. There's a state of emergency and over 190,000 power outages in Kentucky. Weekend storms blamed for at least 18 deaths across four states, including Texas, where seven people died in Cook County near the Oklahoma border. Peggy Herron was driving and barely made it to shelter in a gas station before the EF4 tornado.
I saw the power lines popping. They were popping like crazy. There were sparks. There was big balls of light. It was scary.
Today, President Biden will lay a wreath and speak at Arlington National Cemetery as part of Memorial Day ceremonies. The Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry says 45 people were killed in an Israeli strike on a refugee camp in Rafah. The Israeli military says it used precision weapons and killed two Hamas leaders. And Papua New Guinea officials tell the UN more than 2,000 people were buried alive in Friday's landslide. This is ABC News. New worries about another possible launch by North Korea. Japan says that North Korea is set to launch what may be its second spy satellite by early next week. Police in Los Angeles are hunting for suspects after the murder of an actor on the soap opera General Hospital. His name was Johnny Wachter.
Best known for his role as Brando on the long-running soap, Wachter was shot in downtown Los Angeles after police say he found a group of thieves around his car. Police say he was with a friend when he caught three people huddled around the vehicle and initially thought the car was getting towed. But investigators say the group was trying to steal the catalytic converter, a car part that's become a common target for thieves across the country because of its valuable metal components.
ABC's Andrea Fujii. In a deadly lightning strike in Colorado killed a rancher and dozens of cattle. 51-year-old Mike Morgan had just finished branding the cattle and was feeding them when the lightning struck in Jackson County over the weekend. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
All across Wisconsin, destination marketing organizations are working to ensure that tourism in our state and your local community is stronger than ever. Their work to drive visitation and enhance the visitor experience not only encourages travelers to discover our great state, it bolsters the economy, supports jobs, and it improves the quality of life for all Wisconsin residents. To learn more about what these great organizations are doing, visit DestinationsWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Destinations Wisconsin.
1, 2, 3.
What you doing?
4, 5, 6. Counting the first place awards from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
WISS in Oshkosh for the best promo. WAUK in Waukesha, best Maggie Dawn Show web story. WMDX in Madison, best web story about the MaxSync radio show. And WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids for best show, interview, and promo.
Informed, entertained, connected.
And winning.
Your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. It'll get easier to charge your electric vehicle in 5 years. Governor Evers has announced plans for 53 new electric vehicle charging stations across the state. About half of them will be at Quick Trip convenience stores. The idea is to never be more than 50 miles away from a recharge. The initiative will cost $78 million. Wisconsin is gearing up for a busy summer tourism season. Logan Rogge of Travel Wisconsin says outdoor recreation and festivals are the state's two biggest draws.
We have those signature festivals, EAA, Adventure, and Summerfest, but there's some new ones like Art 64 in Wauwatosa or Harley-Davidson's Homecoming.
Memorial Day weekend travel is expected to be the busiest since the pandemic. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers back from a long road trip. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers are back from their 9-game, 10-day road trip, their longest of the season. They lost to the Red Sox on Sunday 2-1. They finished the trip with a record of 4 wins and 5 losses. Brewers manager Pat Murphy asked what he thought about the trip.
You know, again, I want to answer every question you guys direct towards me, but I just not going to address like road trip by road trip, series by series. Today we competed, we were right there till the end. That's what I worry about. And we had very few lapses on this long road trip. We had very few lapses. We're a very young team. We're a very banged up team. I love how they come to play. I love our leadership. Credit to our coaching staff for having them ready to play every day, for setting a tone and a culture. You know, I'm impressed with the coaching staff, and I'm impressed with the way the players respond to that and get ready to compete every day.
That's Pat Murphy, the Brewers host and the Cubs for a four-game homestand. An update later on today with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
We have a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Otherwise, partly to mostly cloudy today with a high of 71. The wind northwest at 10 to 20. Tonight down to 52. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. Scattered showers and thunderstorms with a high of 67. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now it's 55.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time for a special Memorial Day show as we have on Jeremy Lyon from the Department of Veterans Affairs and looking back at Gold Star families.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
State Street, where dreams come alive. Everybody's buzzing like bees from a hive. State Street,
yeah.
I really want to go there. Lots of happy people.
Yeah.
And a guy in underwear.
Guy in underwear.
Yeah.
State Street.
Why did that happen?
That great street. That.
That's where our radio station is, by the way.
Mm-hmm. I know. And is yeah. that guy in underwear out there?
There he is. There.
Matt Radio 92.7 WMDX right on State Street. And we welcome into the studios the rock and roll dentist, Chris Kammer.
Woo woo.
Right.
Hey.
You finally made it in here.
Well, you didn't have a dentistry day, so I'm here on music day.
Okay.
I snuck in. Like yeah. that.
Well, we could make up a dentistry day if we wanted
if
to.
If you do, I'm with. I'll
no
be
one
there.
Would, no one would know.
No one would know, and hopefully yeah. maybe care.
You've teamed up with Art Paul Schlosser.
Many yes. years
our,
ago, right?
A street musician here in Madison.
Legendary.
A legend.
Yeah. Legend on State Street.
Right.
Yeah.
How cool is Madison?
And now I ran into him a couple of weeks ago.
It's a Schlosser yeah. Kammer project.
Well, you remember the Alan Parsons project.
Yes, yes. I do. Very,
yeah.
very similar
the
to
second
that, by
most
the way.
Popular project yeah. band.
Yeah.
Now, there might be another one or two.
Yeah.
Is the Schlosser Kammer project.
Exactly. Okay.
And we're
exactly.
on Spotify and yeah. iTunes and all that stuff.
How yeah. long have you guys been a team? Playing
I
music.
Met Art Paul, of course, on State Street.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
When I was shooting a TV show called Hot Tonight.
Yeah,
which
I remember
was a music
that.
Yeah. kind of local fun thing.
Sure.
And he was singing My Cat Was Taking a Bath. And I thought, and I'd never met him before because I, you know, went to college in Milwaukee after UW-Madison. But so this was kind of my first exposure after being back in town. And I said, that is, wow, I
yeah,
like that.
Yeah.
And then I got to know him and we started hanging out. And then he invited me to go to the Dells once. To do one of his shows. He knew I did some dental stuff with the Rockin' Dentist and yeah. sang some songs, and he yep. invited mm-hmm. me. And next thing we know, he said, "Hey, let's write some songs." I really wanted to write songs with him. I've always wanted to be more of a rock and
yeah.
roll. Then mm-hmm. that's when I thought a step in that direction would be, well, team up with Art
yeah.
and write a few songs. So we wrote 12 songs.
Yeah,
yeah.
And they're all on
is
me.
State Street. One of them.
State Street is one of them. And now
Zero
it's the,
to Hero.
Zero to Hero has got the Madison Area Music Awards award.
We're gonna play a sample
cool,
of that
it's
as
the,
well.
Cool, it's the Children's Song of the Year.
Excellent. Oh, that's what.
Yeah, so we have
okay.
actual award.
Right.
So yeah, it's been so much fun hanging out and playing with Art Paul, and he's this great guy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Haven't you had him on yet here?
We've not. We've I ran into him a couple of weeks ago
have
at the farmer's
mercy,
market.
You,
yeah,
you
I know.
Must have him on.
We got to get him on.
I think he's been referring. us to you. Oh. We've been going back and forth like 3 months now.
Him first.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, there was some loose talk that we would come on together.
Well, we're happy to have you here, and I'm glad you brought props because
for
this
radio.
Is radio.
That's why we have you on
this
camera.
This is the
here.
Giant toothbrush. Part of
your act.
I've been on American Idol. 22 million people have seen this toothbrush.
Yes.
Can we see that? Yes. Oh, there we go.
You were on American Idol?
I was on America, part of the rock and Dennis legend. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Story, lore, whatever. And
was that like something that Alice Cooper left behind when he did the
No, that's okay.
You're acting like you
just put it. I don't know where it's
concerts
been.
About dentistry.
All right.
Yes. Thank you for mentioning that because the Rock and Dentist now has sort of shifted the whole nationwide rocking thing. You know, concert hall. Yeah. You know, that didn't quite happen. So what I'm doing now is going to little schools and performing in front of children.
Okay.
And
this scaring the daylights out of
them. I sing my song, "Get Out the Brush." That's what I did on America. American Idol.
Yeah.
And
you got what is this device?
Well, then I demonstrate the water pick.
Oh.
So the water pick.
Okay.
Because kids, you know, I line them all up like teeth, and I stuff Kleenex in between them.
Wow.
And then I say now I use the brush and I get some of the Kleenex off with my giant toothbrush. Here it is on your live feed screen.
Okay.
Then I got a rope and I floss them a little bit. But even with brushing and flossing, Gordy and John, you can't get all that
debris.
No,
you can't. What do you do?
So you need a water pick.
Okay.
This is the water pick. So this is a leaf blower.
A leaf
for all you watching on
turned
TV.
Turned into a water pick.
And when the kids are all lined up with Kleenex in between them and I hit them with this.
Oh my gosh.
Oh no. Oh no.
That's great. That is great. They must love that.
All the Kleenex goes flying out. And so I never only person in the world demonstrating the power of the water pick to school children.
Thank you for doing that.
And you're welcome.
Yeah. All right. Now, you have a song that we're going to perform. Are we going to do this now? Sam, are we prepared to do this?
Sam, how do you want to do this?
You got the background music recorded already here, right?
You can put it on any time because we can talk over it a little bit. And then when I do this, I'll sing. And then there'll be an instrumental break. We can talk.
Right. You got it all planned out. Well, hit the music. What's the name of this song?
Well,
you remember the
very, very famous song by B.B. King.
Oh, sure.
You could probably even recognize it almost already.
That's right.
I know what it is.
The thrill is gone.
The thrill is gone, right? Yeah, but when something as amazing as a dentist who is out there who is fixing cavities, healing teeth, with no drill, you got to take this song and turn it into From the Thrill Is Gone to The Drill Is Gone.
No kidding.
And that's what I'm doing, people.
All right, well, here we go. Here's Chris Kammer, rock and roll dentist.
Gather the children.
The Drill Is Gone.
Here we go. Are you ready? All right. Hey, the drill is gone, yeah. The drill is gone away. That's right, you heard what I said. I said, hey, drill is gone, baby. Yeah. Come on, Gordy. Drill is gone away. Because, listen to this. I refuse to harm your precious teeth. There's a better way to treat tooth decay. Yeah, come on.
Okay.
Work with me.
This is better.
The drill is gone. You got it. And you know what the people said? The people said they're glad to see it go. Goodbye, drill.
Yeah.
I said
the drill is gone.
The drill is gone, baby. You know what I did with it?
Yeah.
I buried it out back 6 feet below.
What?
That's right. Yeah.
Really?
And you know what? Every dentist gonna get nervous. Oh, because it's all they got, you know. Because those damn things just got to go. They might ban me like Louie because I just sang a bad word there. But I'm just saying, that's just so instrumental break. We can talk. But what do you think of that so far, John?
That was fantastic.
It's great.
I think
you digging it?
Yeah, I'm digging it.
You think we got a hit on our hands?
In your dentistry world, are you you're not drilling
I've
anymore?
I've been practicing I'm in my fifth year of practicing shot-free, drill-free. No shots, no drills. When we can heal a bacterial disease of caries, tooth decay, with a medicine, why would you ever use a drill? Here we go.
The drill is gone.
The drill is gone. Now guess what?
What?
So is that nasty shot.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
You know that. Yeah. You know. Hey! Drill is gone, baby. And no more needles. Thanks a lot. You're welcome.
You're welcome.
All right.
Okay.
That's the world
world you want to live in, baby. Now look at you, you're getting smart. Okay, big finish coming up. You ready, people?
Here we go.
Hey there, people, I got news for you. I've got the news you need to know. Oh, yeah. Come on, gather in.
What's the news?
I've got the news for you. I'm building it up a little bit here.
News.
And pretty soon the world will know. Look out your window. A brighter day will come tomorrow. When we demand, the drill must go. Bye-bye. So that's kind of it. Sounds a little something like that.
The drill is gone. That's great.
Get rid of that drill.
We are incredibly impressed.
People can't believe it that I'm doing dentistry for I'm in my fifth year.
Fifth year.
No drills, no shots. Like I said, tooth decay is a bacterial
disease.
How is
that even possible?
Well, Gordy, what if you had strep throat? What would your doctor do? Would you say, oh, you
strep
got a
throat?
You know, which is a bacterial disease. They're not going to cut your throat out.
No, right.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, but when a dentist says you've got the bacterial disease called a cavity, what do?
They drill
up. They pick up the they bring up the drill and cut
that.
It out. Yeah. So for over 100 years, dentistry has been amputating tooth structure to solve the disease problem of tooth decay. I use medicine, a topical medicine. Mm-hmm. It's approved by the FDA is safe, recommended by the World Health Organization as being an essential medicine. Mm-hmm. Also recommended by the American Pediatric Association, and the ADA recommends it be your first priority, meaning that that should be your first choice. The ADA also in their guidelines, look at me go. The ADA also in their guidelines says,
you need to come out of your shell
Chris. My shell a little bit. The ADA recommends to all dentists that patients be given an option. How many patients out there are getting the option of, well, we could heal your tooth decay, or we could cut it out with this drill, and I'll give you a little shot, and I would. All right, so that's kind of my story.
Okay.
And so I'm so excited to do what I do.
You're obviously into it. That's
I have
great.
Clinic now in Boscobel. I've been helping out at their
Yeah, you travel around. You have a few clinics.
I've been in Green Bay.
Yeah.
It's so perfect for the babies. I've been to Bolivia.
Yeah.
We've done a study. My favorite story is the 7-year-old child with 26 areas of active decay.
Yeah.
And all we did was use this medicine. It's called SDF. Ask your dentist. Hey, can you put some SDF on that? They'll know they better know what I'm talking about. And after 6 months, two visits with the SDF and a fluoride varnish, and all 26 areas of active decay halted, and all tooth pain on this 7-year-old child who came in with 26 areas of active decay, all areas of decay halted. Now, when there's exciting news like that in dentistry, how can I not pivot from what I've done over my entire career into this model?
Well, doesn't pain mean that the tooth decay has gone a little bit too far
too deep.
Beyond.
John, that is a great question. Did you go to dental school?
No, should have.
But you played somebody?
I did.
That's a great point. And sometimes, John, yes. Okay. Most of the time, no. Sensitive teeth, as decay is working its way towards that nerve to infect it, and then it's an irreversible condition, we can take tooth decay pain with this medicine and halt it. In fact, right now, this medicine has been okayed by the FDA to desensitize areas of tooth sensitivity and pain.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The ADA has given it a classification, fast-tracking it to become the first drug ever to treat tooth decay. But right now it's off-label use, and it's called SDF. Ask your dentist, people, and when they go, what?
Well,
we're only down to a minute here.
Oh, my gosh. Actually, I used all my time.
Actually, I know.
Chris has actually treated my two Gen Zers.
Yeah.
Yes.
Brett and Cole.
Honor to help you with your family.
And by the way, we have a long history. We used to do an episode called Dental Cop.
Oh, my gosh. We got to get some of those episodes. Bring a Dental Cop episode back.
Well.
So thank you for having me on, guys.
Yeah,
it's been
this is a lot of fun.
We're glad to have you here. Come back again, Chris Kammer.
You mean I get to come back?
Well, we'll have a little meeting. We'll find out.
We'll take it to the board.
I think we should hold you over and play a couple of the other songs.
I'm here. Yeah.
Can you stick around another minute?
Yes.
All right. Chris Kammer coming up. A little bit more.
Zero to hero. Zero to hero, baby.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt Nair on air. The Maggie Dawn Show.
One of the most prolific columnists in the Midwest. Mr. James Causey, one of your columns, you mentioned that you got into the news because of the news quiz.
Yes. I would like to be the first person picked. And so.
Yes. Getting picked first for the news quiz teams.
We need to bring that back, actually. I need to talk to my paper about bringing that back.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays at 2 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
Watch out!
You got me!
The galaxy is safe once again.
In the pretend universe, kids play with pretend guns. In the real world, it's up to us to make sure they don't get their hands on a real gun. If you have a gun in the house, keep it locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by nFamily Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lawball Show.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
You'll be a dentist. You have a talent for causing pain. Hey, so be a dentist. People right. will pay you to be inhumane.
When you're a dentist and you see people all day long,
yeah,
it's like. Whenever someone sees Alice Cooper, they must go, "We're not worthy." And he goes, "Okay, just stop." You know, because from the Woody's World or what was his name? Wayne's World.
Wayne's World.
He was in that movie and everybody was, "We're not worthy." Because right. Alice Cooper. Anyway.
Yeah.
So to every dentist, people will say, "Oh, have you seen The Marathon Man or Little Shop of Horrors? How do you like that, dentist?" It's like, yeah. It's good. It's great.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm going to get to one of my favorite songs from Art Paul a little bit later. And that is Happy Birthday, the original.
Oh, he's got how many songs?
He's changed
Art Paul
that
he's got a lot of songs.
So many times.
Hundreds
but Happy
Birthday.
Do you know the Happy Birthday song?
Well, every birthday I get it sent to me, so from my good buddy.
Where he does the British accent.
Yes.
I just can't get enough of that.
Okay. But what have we got here?
Let's get to State Street. Let's actually play State Street. So, it's a fantastic song.
Yeah, what's
song.
The story
just a little lead-in on State Street. Art Paul and I, every holiday, we are ringing the bell for the Salvation Army on the corner of State Street, State and Lake down there. And so year after year, we're down there. Ringing the bell, and that's where Art kind of almost lives on State Street because that's where he does his work.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and I just have a passion. I love State Street. What did I say when I came here? I love this. Look at this. I can look out their window and see State Street.
Exactly.
I love State Street. If you know Madison, you know State Street. So has State Street ever had a love song written for it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it was about time. And Art Paul and I got together and did that.
All right, let's hear it right now. Art Paul and Chris.
I almost want to break into song, but
you can sing along if you want.
Number one.
State Street, where dreams come alive. Everybody's buzzing like bees from the hive.
State Street.
Right out your window.
State Street. I really want to go there. Lots of happy people.
And that's true, right?
Absolutely.
There's that guy in the underwear.
State Street. That great street.
Oh, it's a great street.
That everyone can relate street.
We can relate to each other.
You and me and the first joke is free.
Remember the first joke is free guy on State Street?
Yes. Be seen.
We're lifting him up. We're elevating you.
State Street. Where dreams come alive. Everybody's buzzing like bees on a hive.
State Street.
Say it with me.
State Street.
Right. I really want to go there.
Because John and Cordy are here.
Lots of happy people.
And a guy in underwear.
That guy in underwear.
State Street. No hate street.
No hate out there.
No.
Here people get along.
We hope so.
They sing and dance so happily. Like one big family.
Where?
On State Street.
State Street. It all happens on State
Where
Street,
dreams
people.
Come alive.
I got goosebumps.
Everybody's buzzing.
Like John and Cordy.
Like bees from a hive.
State Street.
State Street. I really want to go there. Lots of happy people.
And what else?
And the guy in his underwear.
Hey, isn't that
Plate Street.
Full Plate Street. I'd like to meet you there.
I want to meet people on State Street.
Nightlife or for dinner.
Food and nightlife.
You just say the time and where. On State Street. State Street.
You get the
dreams come alive. Everybody's buzzing.
Okay. Why isn't this your theme song?
It should be.
Yeah, we'll have a meeting.
I want this to be the number one song on Civic Media.
Okay.
Well, we're going to
work on that.
Mad Radio, let's get it together.
Okay.
Wow. All right, you know, we push coffee on this show all the time, and I would like to play the song where you say you hate coffee.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, thank you. That's a good one.
What song is that?
Is it on Spotify?
No, it won't. Yeah, sure. It's all on Spotify. It's called We Don't Like Coffee.
We don't like coffee. Well,
we don't like coffee.
We're going to disinvite you.
You know, but Art Paul, being the purist that he is, knows that now I do drink coffee, and he kind of doesn't want to perform the song anymore because it's a lie.
He's a
purist. I love that about him. He's such a super nice guy. But I say, well, it's kind of just for the other people. We sometimes have to represent the rest of the world that may not like, or not the rest of the world, but those who may not.
Well, I think it's got a great message about going into the cafes instead, because the cafes are just wonderful places to be.
The coffee shop. It is a wonderful place.
Let's get to that cut.
Just enough time for this.
Here we go.
All right, here we go.
We don't drink coffee, but we like the coffee house. Lots of real cool people in there where they just be hanging out. Sometimes there's music,
and there's real good food to eat.
Good food.
Yeah.
Smart things for people to read with thoughts that are deep.
Deep thoughts in a coffee house.
All right. This is
great. Art Paul's got his own tuning on that.
Coffee makes me shaky. Here, I do a little.
Makes me run off to the John.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
You know it makes me way, way, way too edgy when I get my caffeine on. And that's why.
We don't like coffee, but we like the coffee house.
And we love John and Gordy's show.
Lots of real cool people.
Okay. All right, you know, I got to say that
you guys are so
He hasn't tuned his guitar in like 80 years.
Original strings.
You know, and you'll also know that you listen hard enough, and who will? But State Street and that We Don't Like Coffee, you could almost jump into either
song. Pretty close.
Pretty close.
Zero Hero, do we have time to play that out?
Can we play that out? I just got to say, I love the album cover. It's you and Art Paul taking a bite out of your guitar.
Okay. And thank you, Sam, for mentioning that. And you guys were struggling for the name of the album.
Yeah.
So you're going to love this name.
Okay.
First of all, it's the Schlosser Camera Project.
Right.
The name of the album is Our Thing May Not Be Your Thing. Is that a fair enough title?
That's great.
I think that's really fair. You play both sides.
Fits you
we
guys
give
perfectly
people permission to not be sure about it.
Yeah.
I'm putting it nicely.
I think that's
very
apt. So, yeah.
It's so fair.
You know, if people want to get more of you and Art Paul, are you on Facebook?
The Schlosser Camera Project has a page on Facebook.
Okay.
Like I said, Art is on State Street all the
all
time.
He's a legend.
On Spotify.
Yeah.
We're on iTunes.
Okay.
You can pick up the stuff, I guess. So yeah, it's out there. Art handles all that. He's my businessman for the Schlosser Camera Project. It all goes to Art, so don't even think I get a penny
when you download one of those.
And, if people want to find out more about your revolutionary dental process, process.
It works, it's great. The song I sang, The Drill Is Gone,
Go
to thedrillisgone.com.
Okay.
That is the website. And next time you get diagnosed with a cavity and they're coming at you with the drill and the shot, consider that I'm opening up a new lane in dentistry.
You are.
And I'm healing teeth that is kind in a kind and humane way with medicine.
And you still have the nitrous oxide available, right?
Gordy, we have especially a large tank for you.
Okay, I thought you would. Hit that before you came in, huh?
Some people might think. But Gordy, that last really large tank we had?
Yeah.
Well, you took it home.
Oh, well.
That's right.
Oh, I meant to get back to you on that. Yeah, all right.
All right. Well, Chris, it's really great having you in the studio.
This has been so fun. You guys are amazing.
Been a
love your
rock
show.
And roll dentist.
I'm your number one fan.
All right. Chris Cameron, thanks. Yeah, come back sometime, all right?
We've got Rocker coming up.
Yep. Max Inc. Weekend Preview. Right around the corner.
Zero to hero. Zero to hero, baby.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
U.S. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack was in Wisconsin yesterday, and while he made announcements about USDA investments, farmers made announcements about their concerns on the lack of a farm bill. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Friday. What did those farmers have to say? That's on the way.
This is Mike.
Hey.
He's getting a quick haircut at the local barber school.
It's only $5. How bad can it? Oh!
Yikes. Don't be like Mike when it comes to weed control. Get the job done right the first time and plan ahead with Status Herbicide. It delivers elite corn safety and reliable performance, so you don't have to deal with more problems than you bargained for.
No!
Status Herbicide from BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
U.S. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack was in Kewaunee County yesterday announcing USDA's investment of $83 million in 12 state projects through the Fertilizer Production Expansion Program. Dairy Dreams in Kewaunee County is one of those farms that previously was funded some of that money. J.J. Pagel is one of the owner and operators of Dairy Dreams. He said, well, it's wonderful to continue to have that kind of financial support for new innovations when it comes to fertilizers. He did voice his concerns about the lack of action on the farm bill.
I'm kind of uneasy. I'm waiting for things to come out. And, you know, we had a really nice jump last week in Class 3 milk. And then, you know, it came back real quick on us. And it's been so volatile lately. And what I'd like to see out there is more of a consistent milk price across the board, because it's really hard for dairy men and women to try to run a facility when your milk price can jump $1.50 to $2 in 7 days and try to figure out, you know, how to pay the bills.
J.J. Pagel from Dairy Dreams in Kewaunee County. While they were discussing the farm bill in Wisconsin yesterday, the House of Representatives actually finished their first step of marking up a new farm bill.
Grounded from Helena is a powerful adjuvant that can take your herbicide application to the next level. It reduces AI loss from UV light and off-target movement while improving deposition and absorption. All to help you unleash precision in every spray application. Spray smarter with Grounded from Helena. Always follow label instructions and check registration before use. Contact your Helena representative to learn more.
If you'd like to hear the rest of my conversation with J.J. Pagel from Dairy Dreams in Kewaunee County, or my phone conversation with U.S. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack while he was in Wisconsin yesterday, pop on over to MidwestFarmReport.com. You'll see our podcast playlist and all those interviews right there. MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm PM Yonke.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
We have a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Otherwise, partly to mostly cloudy today with a high of 71. The wind northwest at 10 to 20. Tonight down to 52. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. Scattered showers and thunderstorms with a high of 67. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinaire on Air with Jane Matinaire. Weekdays 11 till noon on the talk you can't ignore. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Maggie Dawn.
Hey, everybody. It's Maggie Dawn here. Have a wonderful and safe Memorial Day weekend.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons at 2.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by Milk of Magnesia Light, bringing you the same great taste of Milk of Magnesia you've loved for years, but now with only half the calories of other leading laxatives.
It's always good to have something like that around.
It's good stuff.
Mad Radio, WMDX, 92.7 FM at 1580 AM, broadcasting from the capital city, Madison, Wisconsin, a block away from the Big Dome, where they tried to override a few vetoes of the governor and, just for show. The assembly isn't just on board. There's not enough there to override those vetoes, so big deal, right?
Yeah.
The show. Yeah. Anyway.
We are here live at Shortstack Eatery, and we welcome in Mike McCabe from Blue Jean Nation. Good to have you here, yes. Mike.
It's great to have you here.
Good morning, guys.
Mike actually ran for governor at one time and came out with a book, Blue Jean Nation. Yeah. We had it in our library at the station, and I picked it up. I started paging through it, and I thought, oh, my gosh, we got to have you in here as a guest. And this is really an incredible thing. I'd love to talk to you about all the issues that you have been on for a long, long time. And one of them is the rural divide, that we've got rural and an urban divide that I think Scott Walker perfected. It was the divide and conquer idea that he had initially when he became governor. And it worked out amazingly well. And now there's this rural resentment. There was a whole book on that. And other books have come out as well in regards to the rural resentment. And I want to get your feedback on the latest book. You're aware of the latest book in regards to that. What is it accurate in any way, shape, or form? You've been out there talking to people in the rural communities and farmers. What is your perspective on that?
Well, rural resentment is real. Yeah. No question about that. And you know, I have the benefit of having, I come from a farming family. Mm-hmm. I grew up on a dairy farm, and my family's still in farming. And so I've had the benefit of living across the rural-urban divide. I've lived in the city, I've lived in the country, and at different parts of my life. And I see so much that rural and urban people have in common, and yet they see each other as enemies.
Yeah.
And they're kind of at each other's throats, which is very sad to me because there's so much that they could get done together.
So how did it come to that point?
Well, you know, like I said, rural resentment is real. And when you see 4 million farmers removed from the land in this country over the course of just a few decades, mm-hmm. And then you see the ripple effects through rural communities, because all of a sudden the farm implement dealer doesn't have all those families to sell to, the local cafes, the coffee shops, the grocery stores. If one huge corporate operation is there, that doesn't fill the school with school children, and all of a sudden the local school closes. And all of these institutions start to teeter and wobble, and you see rural communities dying. And rural people aren't stupid. They understand what's going on, and they understand that their way of life is at great risk. And then they feel like government They just take one trip to Milwaukee to see a Brewers game or Green Bay to see a Packers game, yeah. And they see all the interchanges and the traffic circles, and they see where all their gas tax money's going to, and they are living on roads that used to be paved and now have been turned back to gravel because they can't afford to fill the potholes.
Right.
That creates resentment. Mm-hmm. They watch their rural hospitals closing, yes. and they've got to drive a half hour or 45 minutes if they have a medical emergency to find the nearest hospital. All of that makes them feel like they've been ignored or forgotten. They've been left behind. And that ticks them off. And I understand that.
Yeah.
I understand what's going on in those communities because I come from those communities. And when people are feeling alienated, I think one of the things that's happened is they need things like a new rural, the equivalent of a rural electrification act.
Right, with the fiber optics.
You know, and
internet.
Things like rural electrification, that made my dad, who had an eighth grade education, was a dairy farmer, into a lifelong Democratic voter.
Mm-hmm.
Because of FDR.
Yeah,
He voted Democrat his whole life because of Roosevelt and all the things that happened during the New Deal. And yet today, yeah, electricity stretches down all those back roads to every barn and every farmhouse, but they can't get an internet connection.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
They can't get a decent cell phone signal. So the things that that we rely on today are not available in a lot of these rural places. And so I think what they say is, hey, if government's not going to work for us, if our tax money's not going to come back here and help benefit us, then we might as well go for the least government possible, and at least save money on our taxes.
So that's why Republicans who promise no government, small government. We're not going to help anybody. You're out there on your own.
And Republicans haven't lifted a finger. They haven't done a damn thing for rural communities.
You just listed all of the things that rural communities need.
Yeah.
Yes.
And they're not getting it, but they tap into that resentment and they exploit it and they say, look, government is your enemy.
Yep.
Government isn't working for you. And they can see that.
Right.
And so then they go for the anti-government party, which is heartbreaking because I grew up in an area where the member of Congress was a Democrat when I was young. Mm-hmm. The state assembly and state senator, state assembly representative and the state senator both were Democrats. And now that is one of the brightest red counties in Wisconsin, Clark County.
Clark County, okay.
It went heavily to Trump, and it has a absolute Republican representation. I've watched that transformation over the course of my life.
Yeah.
And to me, we've got to care about what's going on in those rural places. And it has to be, you can't just say it. You got to demonstrate something the way FDR did. Mm. My dad could go into any rural community and he would say, oh, the CCC built that, or the WPA built that. Or
right.
He saw the electric lines running down those roads. He saw what the REA was doing in terms of bringing electricity to all the back roads. And that made him a Democratic voter because he saw government benefiting him and his way of life and his community.
Well, before fiber optic, and we're talking to Mike McCabe from Blue Jean Nation, before fiber optic became popular, there was coax cable. But they have, as you mentioned, telephone lines, electrical lines going to every farm, every area of the state. I always thought, couldn't they run those same lines, cable, on the same wires, on the same posts, right to the same houses that get electricity? Couldn't they have done that? I think they could have done that.
Yeah, but you know, but no private company is going to do that because they're not going to go to great expense to extend service to pick up a few extra customers some back road. Yeah. The only way we have rural electrification in this country, where there's electricity to every barn and every farmhouse, is because there was a massive government undertaking to bring it there. Mm-hmm. No utility company was going to string all that wire, because to pick up a few extra customers down some gravel road doesn't get you a return on investment. It took a government effort, and a massive one. And there would be regions of our country that still would be without electricity had it not been for the Rural Electrification Act.
Right. And plus, you know, the Biden administration has done so much now to put money into this fiber optic outreach to the rural communities. Recent poll, you might have caught this, is that those in the rural communities believe a lot of what the Democrats want to do for them, but they're a little skeptical, and they have been told over and over by the small government Republicans that you don't want this, this is going to hurt. And so they're still voting for Republicans, yeah, even if they agree mostly with the Democratic platform,
yeah,
and social programs.
Absolutely. And there needs to be some time for trust to be built. Mm-hmm. And they're going to have to see results.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When they see government doing something that is improving their lives, mm-hmm, that's when they'll start to trust in government again. And that'll take some time. But, you know, people up there used to vote for Democrats. Then they stopped.
Yes.
Now they vote for Republicans. Yeah. This will swing. I'm confident of it. This will swing eventually. Mm-hmm. Will it happen instantly? No. It's going to take some time. In any relationship, there has to be trust. And when trust has been broken, mm-hmm, it takes a long time to mend it and to repair that.
Again, we're talking to Mike McCabe from Blue Jean Nation. So let's talk about this planet-friendly farm bill. The geothermal solar greenhouse for, you know, fresh stuff. How is that going over in the rural communities? Is there a way to, what are the ways that we can rebuild this kind of trust by doing these kind of things? Because farmers are maybe traditionally slow to change how they farm and what they put in the ground and how they get it out. Some of them are right with the program, but are there some opportunities there to rebuild some trust?
Well, first, I have to give a shout out to all the people at 350 Wisconsin. I'm part of a team there that works to promote regenerative agriculture.
We've
been working and to try to make agriculture something that is helping solve the climate crisis rather than making it worse.
Mm-hmm.
Moving away from industrial ag and moving toward a system that's in harmony with nature and that actually helps us get out of this mess that we're in terms of the climate crisis. So that's work I do, working to promote and showcase farmers who are doing it the right way. It's amazing when you go out to rural settings, the amount of experimentation that's going on in agriculture.
Really?
Yeah, okay. there are the traditional producers, and you're right. I grew up on a farm. Farmers are naturally conservative people, mm-hmm, and I don't mean that politically. I mean
conserving the ground that
they are set in their ways. They know how to farm, and they're reluctant to change what they know.
Mm-hmm.
But I think more and more farmers, it's dawning on them that what's happening is ruinous. It's mm-hmm. creating cancer in their family when they dump all these chemicals on the land. They understand that they're killing the soil.
Yeah. Right.
And that the only way they're getting decent harvest is by putting more and more chemical fertilizer on the land. They know that. They can feel it. And they don't like that. So there's a lot of people out there experimenting with different ways to do this and different ways to practice agriculture.
More organic approaches.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And not only full certified organic operations, but regenerative operations that are using soil management practices mm-hmm. aimed at bringing the soil back to life.
Mm-hmm.
So that you don't have to use so many chemical inputs.
That gets into a theory that I have, okay? I know that a lot of these geothermal solar greenhouses are actually in urban areas to feed the local communities there. I think it's a great, fantastic idea, but here's an idea that I had. Couldn't they put these greenhouses in throughout the countryside? So a farm could maybe bank on or stay in existence based on the greenhouse and not have to plant a crop, not have to fertilize the soil, and allow the soil to get back to its, you know, normal everyday roots, basically, you know, using tilling the soil and stuff. Can't they just do that, you know, take a year break from planting a crop and use those greenhouses instead and supplement their income that way? In fact, it saves a lot of water, a lot of fertilization. It's one of the best ways to go, and I'm really into this geothermal solar greenhouse idea.
You know, there are operations out there that are using greenhouses. It can be done in an urban landscape. There's urban exactly. agriculture going on all across the country. But out in rural settings, you see it done. What I'm seeing, especially with really small farmers,
yeah.
is they are incredibly diversified. I was just talking to a woman who's running a farm between Stoughton and McFarland.
Okay.
She has a huge vegetable gardening operation because she has a CSA, sells produce to mm-hmm. local customers. She has milking goats, so she sells goat milk. She has pasture-raised beef. She has even planted flax for linen making. She is incredibly diversified so that there are multiple income streams. Mm. When we got into this situation where you only grow corn or you only grow soybeans or you only milk cows, mm-hmm. right. and you were completely dependent on one thing, you yeah. were totally specialized. That was a departure from the way farming used to be. When I was very small, we had pigs, we had chickens, we had
right.
horses, we had cows, we had beef cattle, we milked, and that stopped. And people are kind of going back to that, to Excellent. Diversify, yeah. to help themselves not be so vulnerable economically.
Hold that thought, Mike. We're going to be back with Mike McCabe with more. Mike McCabe from Blue Jean Nation on the John and Gordy Show.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
When you finally find your person, you call the one. The search for a truly extraordinary piece of jewelry that embodies all that they are, it can be difficult. That's why the team at Goodman Jewelers in Madison is the place to call. With an award-winning goldsmith on staff, creating a custom, one-of-a-kind piece of jewelry that reflects every unique detail comes easy. Together, you'll walk through the design process to bring your vision to life. Call 608-257-3644 and trust that Goodman Jewelers will create a treasure you and your loved ones will cherish for generations to come.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Wolf for the big game. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at lazywolflounge.com.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matinair on Air.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Mad Radio. WMDX, 82.7 FM and 1580 AM, the John and Gordy Show with Mike McCabe from Blue Jean Nation and our guest today. And we're talking about the rural divide, essentially. And we should also maybe go to a phone call right yep. away before we start into another topic.
Let's go to the phones. Good morning. Who's on the line?
Hi, good morning. It's Kurt. So I'm going to try to articulate this the best I can, and forgive me if it comes off in a negative way. That's not my intention. I'm in my 60s. I have friends who own farms. I have had onset discussions probably over 15 years. It was the transition of farmers changing from Democrat to Republican. The nature of the political beast has radically changed. They can't rely on FDRs anymore. These false farmers are going to have to cooperate and work with one another and get together and create their plans and go to the legislators and their representatives, everyone, and start demanding what they want. And if they can't get them to listen, then it's incumbent on them to start finding someone to run against that individual that will make changes in their life. They cannot constantly think, well, I'm screwed, I'm too busy, I don't have time. The world doesn't spin like that. If they want to remain farmers, just like any other small business, you got to start realizing it's from the ground up. So
that's right. Excellent, excellent point. Yeah, I agree with you 100% on that. Didn't sound too negative. We always sound negative on this program anyway. So, but how do you do that? How do you get farmers that have a lot of different interests, a lot of different things going on?
They're busy.
Each individual farm is doing different stuff. How do you?
Farmers are notoriously difficult to organize.
Yes.
And they're very independent minded.
Absolutely.
And they're kind of loners, a lot of them. My dad certainly was. And you know, we woke up, we got in the barn at 5 o'clock in the morning. Mm-hmm. And then we were doing field work, and then we were out of the barn at 8 o'clock at night. Think about that. From 5 to 8, that was your work day.
Yeah.
With a quick break for to grab a bite to eat
mm-hmm.
In midday. But that was your work day. That didn't leave a whole lot of time to go in and be a part of school board meetings or, mm-hmm. or
talk to your local politician.
Yeah. Right. But, you know, there are organizations out there. Wisconsin Farmers Union is one I would cite. And they particularly focus on bringing together smaller farmers and giving them some clout. So people can do that. But the other thing I would mention is that rural people are mostly not farmers. Most rural people don't farm. They actually live in small towns.
Right.
And we got to care about what's going on in small towns.
There.
Yeah, and we got to care about what's happening in those small communities and try to make a difference.
One of those issues happens to be maybe funding, emergency state funding and federal funding for rural hospitals because they're closing down. What is the solution to that?
When you look at the fact that not only are rural hospitals closing, but I don't consider Eau Claire a rural community, or Chippewa Falls.
Right.
That's not my idea of a small town or a rural community, and they lost their hospitals.
Yeah.
And that to me is a canary in a coal mine. That says something is really alarming because these big companies that are running these hospitals are simply deciding we can't make a profit operating in those areas, so we're out of here. Well, where does that leave people when they can't find a clinic to go to when they're sick, or they can't go to a hospital in a case of a medical emergency?
I'm gonna quote you. I think this is your quote. They can't see that socialism is to a free market economy what yeast is to bread. Without a modest measure of it, capitalism's excesses leave us with an economy that is like unleavened dough. It will not rise. And I think that's a great analogy.
I did write that. I do articles on Substack.
Yes, you do.
If anybody wants to check it out, it's mikemccabe.substack.com. And I do weekly articles, and I did one on rural hospitals.
Yeah.
And what I'm saying is, you know, people have kind of tried to make socialism into a boogeyman.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, capitalism only works when there's enough of that buffer to deal with the excesses of capitalism.
Yeah.
And to me, the excesses of capitalism play out really vividly with the hospitals.
Yes.
They're saying, we can't make a profit there. We're out of here.
Right.
We're not going to serve these communities. Well, those communities need health care.
Yes.
And that means that there's got to be some government involvement there to make it work.
You know, the biggest solution would be a universal health care system in this country. It would take care of all of these problems. We could fund those hospitals. We wouldn't have to beg for, you know, emergency state funding or federal funding. We'd get it automatically. It would be part of our system. And everybody, it would save people a tremendous amount of money. And it would create a tremendous amount of security in each and every family. Farm families need that medical care just like anybody else needs it.
Yep.
We're just down to a minute or two here, Mike. So if people want to find out more about Blue Jean Nation and all the issues that you're talking about here, what's the best way for them to connect to you?
Probably on social media. They can find Blue Jean Nation on Facebook. It's also...
Substack.
And check out Substack, and they can find me, and a lot of these issues that we're talking about today are discussed at greater length there.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, you know, and then people can go from there to reaching out directly and emailing me or calling me and getting in touch and seeing what they can do.
Well, there are a lot of new candidates out there. Every Senate district now is being challenged by a Democrat, which is fantastic to see. Do you like their message? Do you like the way they're trying to appeal to the rural voter?
Well, you know, I think there's going to be a learning curve for Democrats because they stopped thinking about rural America for quite some time.
Yeah.
And I was talking to a guy who's running for Congress up in the 7th District in the North, and he was talking about the issues that he had in mind for his campaign. They were good issues, but one of the things I said is, you got to talk about things like rural hospitals.
Right.
And you got to talk about things like public libraries and schools and keeping those institutions open. And that's something that these communities need. And that is right in the wheelhouse of Democrats. That's what they should be talking about. So, you know, that's the kind of thing I try to do is reach out to candidates and say, here are some things that maybe you're not talking about, you could talk about. And I think they'd be good issues for you in rural areas.
Mike McCabe, thanks for being with us. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, Blue Jean Nation. And come back again sometime.
We have a long time. Yeah. We've got so a lot many more things, about. Issues that we can definitely talk about. Yeah. You know, I mentioned a few times on this program, I've seen elementary schools disappear in these small communities, and the communities at that point start disintegrating.
They sure do.
You need the schools. You need the businesses. Yep.
Thanks again, Mike.
Thank you.
Hope to talk to you again soon. That's going to do it for John and Gordy, live from Short Stack Eatery.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time for a special Memorial Day show as we have on Jeremy Lyon from the Department of Veterans Affairs and looking back at Gold Star families.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
This Memorial Day, take time to recognize those members of the armed forces who've served and sacrificed in defending freedom. In the words of Emily Potter, heroes never die. They live on in the hearts and minds of those who would follow in their footsteps. This tribute is brought to you by Castlecade Arcade, where you can book your next birthday, graduation, or special event at either location in Madison East and West Town Mall. For arcade locations, visit Castlecade Arcade online at allcastlegames.com.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.